When the film The Apartment came out in 1960, it was a sensation, dealing as it did with male privilege and sexual harassment in the workplace. The story of an ambitious factotum who lends out his apartment to married company executives and their girlfriends in exchange for promised promotions. It was a comedy with serious overtones. It won 5 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Director Billy Wilder, and Best Screenplay. 8 years later, The Apartment found its way to Broadway, musicalized as Promises, Promises, with a book by America's funniest playwright of the day, Neil Simon, and music and lyrics by one of the most famous songwriting teams of the 60s, Burt Bacharach and Hal David. The show was a huge hit, running for over 1,200 performances. Despite that success, the show is rarely seen today, which is why SF Playhouse's current production is so unique. This is a chance to see a hit musical from Broadway's golden era that you've probably never seen or heard before. Alas, there's a reason you haven't, and it's the same reason why a 2010 Broadway revival with Sean Hayes and Kristen Chenoweth failed. The problem isn't Neil Simon's book, which augments elements of the original film with his own unique wit. No, the problem is the score. Burt Bacharach's time came and went in a brief 7 to 10 year period, and the music is jarringly dated. The lyrics by Hal David undercut Wilder's original satire of life in the Mad Men-style office because they refused to tackle any of the issues of sexism and harassment that serve as a subtext to the 1960 film. Because the songs don't work, the show becomes problematic. That is not, however, the fault of this production, which features an outstanding performance by Jeffrey Bryan Adams in the lead role of C.C. Baxter, played by Jack Lemmon in the original film. Adams gives it his all and more, and watching him is a delight. It's also not the fault of Monique Haffin and Corinne Proctor in 2 other key singing roles. And Ray Reinhardt, as Baxter's neighbor, has no songs, and he nails Simon's funniest lines as if he were born to play the role. But really, tuneless song and dance piles on tuneless song and dance, and it is only at the end, when Adams and Haffin touchingly sing the show's sole hit, Never Fall in Love Again, that you wonder what the show could have been and should have been. But is a solid production enough? For fans of the Broadway musical, absolutely. This is a chance to visit a show that you otherwise would never see. For fans of fine local performances, again, absolutely. But for others, it may feel as if Promises, Promises, despite the production, is simply a show encased in amber, a relic or artifact of a different era. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.